Today's date is October 24th, 2023, as I say good morning to Marty Smith. Good morning, Marty.
Good morning.
Where do you live?
I live in Edmond, Oklahoma.
Why did you decide to participate in the filming of this great film?
A little backstory. I retired in the March of 20. And honestly, John, I was looking for something to do. I needed to get a little bit busy. So I took some acting classes from a casting agent at Norman. And I got to know the casting agent in the facility there at Norman. And they reached out to me to be an extra in the film. And it's that's kind of where everything started.
You did some acting lessons and didn't know you were going to get in the film? Or did you do it because of it?
I was involved in background acting, and I'd done some commercials.
Oh.
And I'd been in an extra in the movie Reagan. I was in Guthrie doing that, and then I'd done a few other things, but I was just trying to get more involved in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And when they were looking for background actors for Colors of the Flower Moon, I just jumped at the opportunity.
Absolutely. Did you stay in Pawhuska or Bartlesville? Did you drive every day, or how did that work?
I pretty well drove every day. It was a bit of an ordeal. I mean, I recall many mornings leaving at the 3 a.m. in the morning here from Edmond, because a lot of times the call time would be 5:30 or 6 o'clock at Pawhuska. So there was sometimes there was a line of lights going north up I-35 and on Highway 60. We headed east toward Pawhuska very early in the morning. So a few mornings or a few nights I stayed at Ponca City. But most of the time I drove back and forth, so it made for some long days.
So this would have been over a period of a month?
Yeah, let's see, a little over a month, actually. I did. I went in for wardrobe, which was actually at Bartlesville. I went there on April 30th. It's about 2.5 years ago, 21. Then filming started the next month in May, so I was there 15 days I was on set, and then that was in a period of about 40 days.
Mm. Well, you appeared in the film several times in several roles and characters, and you're not Native American, are you?
I am not.
Right.
I am not.
But you volunteered for a smoking scene, and you got to tell us about that.
Well, what they had done, there's an AD, assistant director, that many times he had called. He said, do we have any smokers in the crowd of background actors? And I've never smoked. And people would raise their hands and they would get into the scene, you know, because they had smoked cigarettes before. And I was thinking, yeah, golly, I'm missing out a bit here. So they had a call. It was at a speakeasy scene, and they asked for smokers from the crowd. And John, I decided to raise my hand because I wanted to be in the scene. Now, again, I've never smoked. So I was in this little crowded speakeasy, and we did many, many takes, and I was trying to smoke a cigarette. In fact, there was three cigarettes I had to go through. My eyes were watering. I was trying to suppress a cough. I was just absolutely miserable. I did do it, but they asked later for some more smokers from some other scenes, and suffice to say, I didn't raise my hand again.
You've seen the film, though, obviously.
I have. We many of us went to Tulsa last weekend, and there was actually over 450 of us, background actors and spouses and friends, that went to Tulsa last weekend to see the movie.
Yeah, that's great. That smoking scene in the speakeasy, did that make it into the film? You?
It did not. And I was surprised how much was cut. There was a scene in a speakeasy, but I was not in the scene.
Well, so then, were you around the major stars, Leonardo and De Niro and Gladstone?
I was around Leonardo DiCaprio. There was a scene. I don't want to give away too much of the movie, but I'll just say there was a steam locomotive scene, and I was sitting across from Leonardo DiCaprio. First, I was sitting across from his stand-in, who was just a wonderful fellow named Mike. I don't recall his last name, but that enjoyable conversation with Mike. And he walked through the scenes before Leonardo DiCaprio came on the train. So I sat across from him, and he was cordial, but he didn't speak a lot. And, well, he was at work. You know, he's at work, so I know he had to remember lines and had to do all these things. But I was close to him. I was around Robert De Niro some. I think there was a scene in a pool hall. I was a pool player. So I was around him a bit, but as far as interchange and conversations, I really didn't have a lot of that with them.
You say stand-in. Somebody came in and practiced with you so that Leonardo didn't have to do that practicing. Is that true?
That's correct. That's correct. It's a fellow named Michael. And Michael was from Boston. That's all I knew. But he had been Leonardo DiCaprio in many movies. He said he started back with in a movie called The Departed. Mm-hmm. And he was a stand-in for Leonardo DiCaprio in that, and had been, he said that Leonardo DiCaprio, because of him, he had traveled around the world. Mm-hmm. He'd been to South America, he'd been to Europe, he'd been to, Leonardo DiCaprio got him NBA Finals basketball tickets, and they went to Los Angeles and Boston, watching the Celtics together and those type of things. So he said he's had a lot of opportunities being a stand-in for Leonardo DiCaprio, which I thought was a pretty neat thing.
And the fact that they bonded like that, that was cool. So then would Mike, the stand-in, also appear as a double in the film, or was he just in a practice role?
Just in a practice role, as far as I knew. Yeah. I never saw him as a double. He was about the same size, about the same body build. Mm-hmm. As far as the face, though, they didn't look alike. So I don't know that he was a body double.
Well, you were a train passenger. You were an oil field worker. I distinctly remember seeing you. You were pretty rough, drunken cowboy type.
I was pretty rough around the edges, John.
Well, that's not your normal look. Did they make you look that way?
They did. They worked on me. They actually put grime in my hands and fingers and fingernails, and they actually, I had a goatee at first when I showed up for wardrobe and the hair. They told me to shave that, and I had longer hair, and they cut my hair. But they told me then not to shave, and they made sure I looked pretty grimy, pretty gnarly when I was in these scenes. So I was, I don't know what you'd call me other than just being a basic ne'er-do-well.
and then you were in several street scenes as well, so you ended up being used quite a bit.
Quite a lot, and feel fortunate that I was in that. And then some pool hall scenes. I was in some of those, which was enjoyable.
Right. By the way, this may be none of my business. I know you got paid. Did you get paid because of the number of scenes, or was there a flat rate for everybody?
It was a flat rate per day for all the background.
Okay. All right. Yep. Let's come to that pool hall scene. And you were playing pool, and there was a wooden floor, and Scorsese is actually there. So tell us about that.
Mr. Scorsese, who I've gained a lot of respect for, he is so quick, so bright, but he's a perfectionist. And they had a floor. This was an actual barbershop and pool hall from, I don't know, circa 1920s. So it was a wooden floor, and there's a lot of us cowboys in there with our boots on, and the noise was just very loud on this wooden floor with boots. He said, well, let's glue some rubber on the bottom of the soles of these boots. So he had people come out there, though they had little rubber strips, and they glued them onto the bottom of our boots. And he said, okay, let's try this again. Maybe we'll be a little bit quieter and won't have quite the boot noise on this one. And we did a few takes. He said, this is still not acceptable. Not acceptable at all. We're just hearing too much noise. He said, so everyone off with your boots, take your boots off. So, we proceeded to all take our boots off. And this was, cast and crew. The crew members also had to take their shoes and boots off, people behind the cameras. So it was, I thought, a very funny visual of all of us rough looking cowboy types and looking mean and rough and tough and walking around in our stocking feet, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. So a scene like that, would it be shot many, many, many times, or did that scene get shot a few? Or
there were many, many takes on this one, and this was pool room scene. Again, I won't give up much of the storyline, but there would be sometimes a dozen or more takes. Sometimes there'd be 20 plus takes. There was a lot.
Well, that had to get trying, didn't it? I mean, tiring after a while.
It did. It physically, it was demanding. And I had some back issues, so it was demanding walking around in those boots, and we had long, hot days. But again, I think the prevailing idea, many of us complain, like, oh, how was it? Oh, it was hot. It was tiring. I'm aching. Would you do it again? Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So a lot of it was that.
You probably wondered why so many takes when you thought perhaps in your view it went well, or do you think they just wanted several good takes that they could choose from maybe?
I think the latter, John. I think they wanted as many takes as they could get. And not only did they do many takes, but they would change up the cameras. They'd have someone with a handheld camera and a shoulder-held camera, then a fixed camera. And on many scenes, I counted up to 3 drones in the air on some scenes. So they did many, many takes from many different camera angles. I can't imagine how many. It had to be thousands of hours of footage. When you think about all these multiple scenes with sometimes up to at least 5 cameras and 5 camera angles and trying to edit that down to 3 hours and 20 minutes, it had to be quite a job.
Well, that was an interesting perspective you just gave us, because it may not have been the actors that needed to be reshot again. They wanted all these different angles, and they were experimenting probably with that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That pool hall is where Bill Hale would go to find his guys to kill the headright owners. Being on time, I don't know if that became an issue for people. How early would you have to be? Like, you knew when a scene perhaps in time was going to be shot. How early did you have to be there?
Well, they would put us on set quite early for that. And sometimes we would be there 30, 40 minutes early before the scene was shot. Many times there were many of us that were in the background actors. So they wanted to get everyone over to a position and get everyone in place and then to make sure we all were there. And then they would get everything lined up and make sure everything was shot. Because I imagine it was quite a job to wrangle that many people at a time. They wanted to make sure that we were all there together.
I would imagine that Mr. Scorsese was very respectful to you. He knew he couldn't do it without you, probably showed respect to you as you were close to him.
He certainly was. I just can't say enough about him. Very kind, very respectful. He was, he'd go up and there'd be people say they'd feel him arm around the shoulder and this and that. They'd look over and it'd be Martin Scorsese just saying hello. And there was one Osage, I believe he's Osage, and he was quite tall. I mean, he's 6'10". And I think his name was Daniel. I think it's Daniel Warrior, I believe. He was in Indian dress, and Mr. Scorsese, who is quite short, I would guess he's maybe 5'5 or 5'6 maybe, and walked up to Daniel Warrior and just looked up at him, and he just said, "You are magnificent." And I just thought that was just quite a funny story.
Yeah. I know you referenced this, but you had a gathering which would be last Friday, which October 20th, the opening for all the extras. Were you there for? Yes, you were there for that. So that had to feel good to be around them, because as you've said, everybody wants to stay in touch and maybe you'll have reunions.
It was wonderful. It was great to stay in touch. Many of them have gotten together once a month for a lunch or a dinner at different places. Most of these are people from the Tulsa area. I live in Edmond, so I couldn't make those. But it was just wonderful seeing everybody, because we bonded. You know, on those hot summer days in 21, it was grueling, but we all spent time together and we all went through this together, and we bonded and became good friends.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure some of you complain. Sometimes I'll say, who signed me up for this? You probably had that thought yourself.
I did. There was one street dance scene, and we were there, John, I left at 3:30 in the morning. I mean, I had gotten to Pawhuska at about 9 a.m., worked all day, all night till after midnight, and that the dance scene went and ended at 3:30 in the morning. And I tell you what, we were limping back to our trucks, and that was the night I actually slept in my truck that day. But again, it was long days, it was physical, but we'd all do it again, I'm sure.
You sure would. And it's got to make you feel good that you had a part in telling an historic story. You didn't know then, as you were doing it, what you know now, to say, wow, that presentation is marvelous, but at the moment, you couldn't have that feeling.
I was unaware. I had no idea that this went on in our history. I was born and raised in Oklahoma, and I just had no idea this went on.
Yeah. So how did it feel then to see yourself on that big screen?
It was quite enjoyable. It was exciting. And, you know, for it took 2 years before this came out, and there was a lot of anticipation, and I didn't know if I would be completely edited out of the movie or if I'd have a few scenes in it. I just didn't know. So to be there in the movie theater and to see myself was quite exciting. And in fact, I think many of us are going to go back a second time because we were too busy trying to find ourselves and others during the first presentation. I think we're going to go back and actually watch the movie more the second time.
Yes, I'm sure you would, because my wife and I have seen it and we intend to see it again as well. So do you know the number of scenes that you're in?
I'm thinking there was about four scenes. They were very brief.
Yeah.
Very brief scenes, but about four. I was, when the steam locomotive came into town, I was in that, and I was in some pull hall scenes, I think was the other one, and then I was in various street scenes.
I appreciate you talking to us and giving us some insight and how good it's going to make you feel. Certainly part of your legacy of your life, and you were helping tell this story in Oklahoma.
John, I appreciate your time, and thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely, Marty. Thanks for sharing.